Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and just having a great week here with these extraordinary themes the church gives us because of the lives of the saints, the celebrating of the angels. Yesterday it was Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael. And getting a glimpse into, through scripture, through the catechism, the eternal perspective, gazing into heaven and being able to see, you know, friends, we have to be very careful here on earth that we don't get so consumed by the things of the earth, the things of the world, that we don't stop to pray, to abide in Christ, to silence our hearts, to find places of solitude each day. So we can lift our mind, can lift our hearts to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit given to us, remember, we're temples of the Holy Spirit. We're a new creation. God dwells with us. Jesus said that he would send the Spirit, and the Spirit would lead us to all truth. And partly what we gazed into yesterday and earlier in the week here is both Jesus' perception of who he is, the reality that he was so convinced of and he spoke about to the Pharisees saying, look, the Father has sent me. You don't know the Father. Look at, and they said, well, who are you talking about? He said, well, look at me. To see me is to see the Father. Jesus is light. He said, I'm the light of the world. He's revealing to the world, to a fallen world that's been separated from God. He reveals, he pulls back the veil. He sheds light through his life into a world, and he communicates what we could not come to know on our own. So he said, I'm the light of the world, and I bring to you truth, not just a truth, but the truth. The truth about all the things that matter most come right from the mouth and the heart and the life of Jesus, God's plan of salvation. There's nothing bigger going on in the cosmos than God's plan of salvation that's unfolding in the world. Nothing bigger. This is what the Father's heart is set on. This is what the Son's mind, heart are set on. And then we learned yesterday, this is what the angels are consumed by because they're living at the service of Jesus. They were made for him. They were made through him. And the angels, the catechism said, belong to Christ. And they are riveted and focused on his mission. What's his mission? Jesus told the Pharisees. He said, if you don't believe in me, you're going to die in your sins. Jesus came to reveal the sin-sick condition, not just to the Pharisees, but the whole human race. And the slavery that's present, Jesus goes on to say in that John reading that anyone who sins is a slave to sin. Everyone has sinned and falls short of the glory of God. Everyone at some level is a slave. We're not free, despite what we think, because of the limited, strange definitions the world has of freedom. But Jesus is talking about true freedom, absolute, eternal freedom. In God and in God's life. People don't see it. And so they think they're free. And Jesus said, the only place you're going to find it is in him. He's the one who gives the Spirit. And he said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. The Spirit brings the life of Jesus, which gives us the power of Jesus, enabling us, equipping us to see reality as it is, and to be able to live a different way of life that's set on what's most fundamental that Jesus revealed to us. The whole meaning of what it means to be a human being is fundamentally defined in terms of what we're called to do and be is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus came to deal with this whole apparatus, this whole reality of the world, the flesh, and the devil, being subject to spiritual powers of darkness, being subject to the fallen flesh, all of that, to give us a new power and a capacity to come now and to share in his total freedom, which is the freedom to love the Father and love our neighbor by obeying the Lord just freely as a gift and seeing obedience as the precious reality that it is. And not just, oh man, I'm not going to be obedient needs to be a slave to somebody else. No, to be obedient to God. God doesn't come to enslave. God comes, he's making us his children. He's given us power to become children of God. He wants us to love. And his commandments and his direction teaches us how to love. That's what it's all about. And so the angels show us. the saints we're talking about, today's Saint Jerome, I think, the lives, what the church is putting before us is look at what disciples look like, people who are coming from darkness to light. Look what happens to people who go all in with Jesus, who really set their heart and mind and put him in first place, like everyone in heaven is. I mean, Jesus is the center of it all. He's the life source. He's the source of joy. He's the source of the love that's all present there. Absolutely astounding. He brings it so we can have a taste of it here. We become a new creation. It starts to happen here. And then, of course, we're in this battlefield, friends, because we get sold a bill of goods all the time by the enemy. He puts stuff in front of us that glitters, that tempts us. He tries to seduce us. You know, the love of money, the love of fame, the love of power, the love of influence, the desire for sexual pleasure beyond what God's plan is for us. You name it. There's just, we could go through all of these things and we're weak. Our minds are darkened. We have to be careful. And the devil just seduces people into false promises. He puts idols in front of people that we pursue because it looks so good. It looks so promising. And then human beings pursue those things and forget God. And we pursue it and we start living. We have to start doing what we have to do to get the fame, doing what we have to do to get the big money, to do what we have to do to gain the power. And our flesh and our fallen mind and maybe even a little bit of God gets mixed in there. You know, like we're living in two worlds, living in the twilight. Some people are totally in the dark. Lots of people living in the twilight because we don't want to. And there's a lot of slavery there. And that's why so many people still living in anger and bitterness and rivalry and lust and resentment and unforgiveness and all these kinds of realities. Jesus literally, and we see this in the lives of the saints, he drew them out of it. Why? Because they went all in with him. They didn't spend their whole life straddling the issue. One foot in, one foot out. They went all in. And they gave it all. And that's the way you get it all. You give your whole self to Christ. He becomes your treasure. The idols, by God's mercy, just get crushed. You know, Jesus drives them out. And we get free from the dominion of the flesh that says, no, me, 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 my will, my pleasure, my this and that. You just get lifted from it and new things begin to happen. You live by a new power and all of a sudden Jesus starts to do stuff in you. You're living with him. Your gaze is on him. You see him. You're pursuing him. You're loving him. You're being fed through the sacraments, through the word of God. He's leading you into love and service and caring for the poor and spreading the gospel, loving people in your home more. And slowly, slowly, day by day, even in the midst of your sufferings, like suffering would have been too much to handle apart from Jesus. Why? Because it's slowing me down. I can't pursue my idols. I can't get rich. I can't celebrate my richness. I can't become famous. I'm not out in the public eye. Why? Because I'm sick and life is being drained from me. It's meaningless and despair can settle in. No, no, no. Jesus said, nothing will separate you from my love. And I will perfect my love even in your suffering. I'm going to bring you deeper into relationship with me. I'm going to purify you more. I'm going to make you even a greater lover. I'm going to let you love people even more through your suffering. I'm going to let you offer up your suffering. I'm going to give it some meaning. I mean, the whole life changes when you're in Christ. Its whole meaning, its whole power source is different. It's a reality. And then what kind of happens? Even in the midst of that suffering, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, the fruits of the Spirit start to grow. Jesus said, I called you. I've chosen you to bear fruit. And it's a certainty that if we abide in him, that means live with Jesus every day, give our lives to him, surrender to him, talk with him each day, be close to him, receive his love, love him back, believe his promises. Don't let the devil lie to you about him. Constant lie. God can't be trusted. God doesn't love me. Oh, God's angry at me. I've fallen. There's no hope for me. All those lies. You got to follow the saints on this. You've got to stand up and say, no, I won't believe the lies. I'm going to confess the truth. I'm going to give Like the Paul says, you know, rejoice. Oh, I'm going to rejoice always. I'm going to pray constantly. I'm going to give thanks in every circumstance. Because why? Because it's true. It's sanity to do that because of what I've been given, because who's united himself to me. I mean, I won the lotto on steroids, friends. To know Christ is to be free forever and to be consumed in love and brought into an existence we can't even conceive of in this earth. But we still, you know, we crawl around in this earth getting lied to and we buy it again and again and again. I mean, we see people ruin their lives like drug addicts and other people, but hey, they're just like a more extreme kind of visible recognition of what human beings do all the time. You can live in a big house and look sharp as can be, and you can be just as enslaved as they are. To miss Christ is to miss everything. And so Jesus has been talking, and the saints show us this week, and even the angels. Jesus said, I've been sent by the Father. I come to do what? My Father speaks to me, and what he speaks is true, and I come to tell everyone what the Father's telling me. So what is a disciple? Someone who's been baptized into Jesus, we're united to him, and we're sent by him. And what are we sent for? He's the truth. He's communicated the truth to me, and he sends me to communicate the truth to other people. That's what it means to be sent. That's the mission in the way we live and the way we speak. Now, we got to get clear, make sure we're speaking about the truth the way Jesus does. A lot of people sort of, they've got a like, sort of a soft gospel or a confused gospel. The good news is what Jesus gave to the Pharisees. He said, if you don't believe in me, you're going to die in your sins. Another way to say that is, believe in me and I'll save you from your sins. That's the good news. Jesus sent out the disciples, said, you're going to go out as my witnesses. You're going to communicate to people what I told you. This is Luke's gospel, I think, the end of Luke's gospel, when Jesus' resurrection appearance. And he says, you'll bring to them repentance and forgiveness of sins. This is what it's all about. You know, sometimes the gospel is just, hey, just come, he'll make your life better. Just keep coming, he'll make your life better. Well, that's true, he will. But it may look better just like him. You might get crucified for following him. There's nothing better. You know, to walk exactly in his footsteps, that's what St. Francis wanted. He wanted to be a martyr. He wanted to be so totally identified with his great love, with Christ. So following in his footsteps, friends, saying yes to him, giving your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and trusting it to him, that's what he's calling us to. That's what a disciple is. Today's reading from the gospel, Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said, the harvest is abundant, the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on them. But if not, it will return to you. So he goes on to describe their mission. They're sent ones. They're under orders from the king to do just what Jesus did, to communicate in the power of the Holy Spirit the message received from the Father's cascading down to us. This is what a healthy church looks like. We got a hold of the message. The forgiveness of sins is being offered, and in that eternal life. Blessed be God. What an amazing opportunity. Let's live it, friends. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.